them, and amen. For Apostle Lucille, Apostle Smith, and all the I'm sure the congregation coming out, Kevin, with us to win. So I thank God for you.
Amen.
Former co-workers. Amen. I thank God for Brother Harper coming out, supporting also. But Al, I will call Rocky. Uncle Gene, I was home with him as if he was my father. So we call him Rocky. Amen. Thank God for you. Amen. And the Bible doesn't want to charge it to the mind, not to the heart.
Amen.
So that won't get into the word of God. So that means God has a word for us.
Amen.
If you will stand, then come into the word of God. Because there's something that God is about to say to you.
Amen.
I'm telling you, I come and speak to some people that are new creation.
Yeah.
I ain't come to talk to no self. I come to talk to some folk that's saved.
Yeah.
I come to talk to some people that have a right standing with God.
Yeah.
I ain't talking about the way you look. I ain't talking about the way you live. I ain't talking about the way you can live. I'm talking about who you are in Christ.
Yeah.
I want to talk to somebody who is like that
tonight.
Amen. Amen. Well, let's go into the word of prayer, and we're going to get into the word of God. Amen. First of all, let's read 1 Corinthians 5:17. Then we have a word of prayer, and then we're going to go directly into the word. Amen.
Amen.
We are in for a great move of
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Look at verse 17. Well, let's look at verse 16. 2 Corinthians 5:16. You have to say amen.
Amen.
I can get the church to read verse 16 with me. I'll read 17. Wherefore, herefore, know we no man after the flesh. Yes, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now, henceforth, know we him no more. Verse 17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. That was a creature of creation.
Yeah.
He said, old things are passed away. And look at yourself now, after you have received Christ, and all things are becoming new. I want to tell you tonight, if I had some title then, I would title it you.
Amen.
I don't need to be, I want to say you. It's amazing when you don't know who you are. I want to talk to you.
Amen.
Somebody say,
amen.
You may be seated. Amen. Verse 16 says, wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh. In other words, he said, after someone gets born again, then you don't even know them no longer according to their own nature. So many times people are being judged by what they used to be. After you get saved and been born again, you are a new creation. You are a species. The first of its kind, that what you was eating at, that be the first of its kind, that be a fresh. That be a God that created you a fresh. And that's why no man can have anything to my charge, but it is God who has justified me. Christ, that man is a new creation. Now there's another when God said let.
So
every time God to create something, God always said let. So being that he had taken the four men out of it, it didn't mean let. Would mean that when the Bible said let him be a new creation, it was God speaking. The moment that somebody was born again, it was Holy Spirit leading and guiding you into the family of God, but it was God speaking.
Come on.
All you hear is just a word that God spoke.
Glory to God.
I'm going back to the scripture now.
All right.
I am a word.
I am a word
that God has spoken.
God has spoken.
I was created with the word. Now, if you're with me, go to James chapter 1 and verse 18. I'm going to back this up for you real quickly. And I won't be long before you, but I believe that God has said something to us. I think that we can think of ourselves different.
Yeah.
I think if we know who we really are, mm-hmm. then we will not compromise with the devil.
Yeah.
Jesus. Look at 118 right quick. And he reads, of his own will, begot he us with the word of truth. Of his own will, he begot us with the word of truth.
Yes.
Yeah. He begot us with the word of the reality of what was in the thoughts of God.
Yes.
So man was in the mind of God. Man was just a thought.
Yes.
Come on.
Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Man came into existence when God spoke.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Let me show you. He said, of his own will, he got to heat up with the word of truth. How much we got with the word?
Amen.
Yeah.
Good word.
That we should be a kind of first fruits of his creation.
Yes.
So with the word that you were, the moment you got born again, you were the first fruit. Of that kind.
Okay.
Other words, to all creation, the angels had no sight happen before.
Yeah.
The angels now see a creation that God has not yet created before.
Amen.
Because many times, the human and Bible says, no woman out of the flesh, people say, after you're born again, don't go no man out of the angelic nature.
Yes.
Come on.
Other words, what it was saying was, stop trying to associate yourself with Adam.
Amen.
The first Adam.
Yes.
The fallen Adam.
Yes.
The sinful Adam.
Yes.
The man on made flesh Adam.
Yes.
The man on old and bound Adam.
Yes.
He said, you were created with the word.
Yes.
Jesus.
Glory to God.
He said, you were created with the word.
Yeah.
Now the word don't lie.
Yeah.
And the reason why we got so many troubles in our lives, because we think because of one man's sin covered the whole earth, but God did away with that.
Amen.
Come on now.
And he set in motion a man, the man that I call Jesus.
Yes.
And God had a plan already in motion. And then when Jesus went to that dog, he said, it is finished. That's the way he said, I have fulfilled the whole law.
Yes.
And now I've set aside all of his orders and all of that stuff, and all of even the old priest, he said, I can tell that. He said, now you can live to praise me.
Amen.
Now you live to worship me.
Yes.
And the only way to worship me is his spirit
and
his
truth.
Amen.
Amen.
So then they tell me then that a man that is still in his flesh or not born again really can worship God in his spirit and in
truth. Come on now.
Amen.
Because he said, on his own will, he begot us with the word of truth.
My God.
And everybody knows what he got is.
Amen.
If you go back to the law of Ephesians in the book of Genesis, he said, in Adam knew Eve.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Now, hang on with me now. It's going to take me a little while to get to where I want to go. But I won't be long before you. So I'm a new creation. So now I'm a first Jesus on the inside of me that I am in prison, and old things are passed away. The old things, the old nature, the old habits, the old desires. Well, Peter, why am I still doing those things?
Come on here.
Your spirit got born again, but your mind, you've been renewed. Now. He said, now renew your mind.
Yes.
Other words, let me just talk a little bit since we go to the beginning. See, in the beginning, Adam, he committed high treason.
Yeah,
Adam,
come on.
The moment that he committed high treason, then the sin nature came on the inside of him.
Yeah.
Adam got born at that moment. Y'all got to hear me.
Come on.
And that's what the Bible says, you're going to be born again. When you got to be born one time. Adam was not born in the beginning. Adam was created.
Amen.
Adam got born when he committed high treason. And when he committed high treason, everything that pertained to sin, it was new to Adam.
Yes.
Adam knew not diseases.
Yes.
Adam didn't know sickness.
Yes.
Adam didn't know hardship.
Yes.
Adam didn't have to work for nothing.
Yes.
Are you not hearing me? So the moment Adam committed high treason, it was like Satan who can give life, but he breathed.
Come on, here.
The Adamic nature became corrupt.
Yes.
Are you hearing me?
Amen.
And iniquity was found in Satan, a Lucifer villain. And the Bible says iniquity was found in Lucifer. Uh-huh. And then when iniquity was found in Lucifer, God had to change his name from Lucifer to Satan.
Amen.
And when God changed the name of Lucifer to Satan, it was because Satan became an adversary.
Yeah.
And whatever name that you partake of,
Jesus.
Come on, yeah.
Everything that pertains to that name came from you.
Yeah.
And so Satan now was adversary. He was against God.
Uh-huh.
But in the beginning, he was Lucifer. He was the light bearer.
Yeah.
So when God changed his name, God didn't have to sit for nothing. God just changed his name.
What you say?
And when God changed his name, he became subject to.
Subject
to. Everybody was tied to that.
Name.
Yeah.
Amen.
Ooh,
amen.
And so Adam became subject to. Everything that was tied to that name because adversary got in him. Yeah. Adam can't be given God.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Are y'all hearing me tonight?
Amen.
So now, because his name was made in the beginning, and Adam, it takes two molecules to make one Adam.
Yeah.
Okay. It takes a man and a woman to make one Adam.
All right then.
Come on.
It takes a man and a woman to make one Adam. And so he lived now. And so even today, Satan has set a deception,
yes,
even in the body, yes, because man thought. And they didn't hold up in teaching that had it not been for the woman.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
On the inside of them, when they ate of that fruit, they were one.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
They became against God. You can't ever say it. Just like Satan was. And that's how Satan became their daddy.
Yeah.
Come on,
brother.
Let's get off this little bit. Before you got born again.
Come on now. Come on now, Teddy.
Everything that you did that was contrary to God was an adversary.
Yes, yes. Yes,
yes.
Yes, it was.
Okay, let's talk this a little bit. Don't remember that thing that you know was wrong, and then you kept on trying not to do it, but you found yourself doing it anyway? I want to tell you that that was just the nature that was on the inside of you.
Good God Almighty.
James says, he said, of his own will, he got beat up with the word of truth.
Yeah.
So now, going back to what happened in the beginning,
yeah,
a lie got into Adam, and he became a liar like your father lies. Uh-huh. Now that you're born again, that is a word of truth on the inside of you, and that's why you're convicted every time you go, you commit something that you don't come to God.
Amen, amen.
It's just a nation.
Yeah.
That you're being born again,
yeah,
is on the inside of you. Are you catching me?
Amen.
So you do my nature. Now that's the chapter 35 and 17. Now, if we go on somewhere, I think it's going to be a message to you. See, if you can see yourself different.
That's it.
Yeah. If you can see yourself, who you are in Christ.
Yeah.
If you can stop and associate yourself with the old nature.
That's it.
But we are just settled in our, you know, we're going to see it. No. Your mind have not been renewed. Your mind is in the opposite of this God.
Yeah.
In so many areas.
Oh my.
In the opposite of this the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, in time, the Holy Spirit will reveal a truth to you.
Uh-huh.
Come on. It's hard for you to receive if your mind has not been renewed. I'm telling you the word.
Amen.
It's hard for you to receive something. There's a truth because the Bible said in the book of Mark, our mind will accuse us of finding excuses.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I did, man? I just can't help myself. Devil is a lie. If you're born again, you can help yourself.
You can help yourself. Amen.
I know you're right.
Trying to help myself. I need to help myself.